Indiana baseball was dominated in every aspect of the game by Iowa on Friday night. Tony Newbeck gave up 7 runs in 4 innings of work, and the Hoosier offense didn't accomplish much, although Caleb Koski did extend his hitting streak to 22 games, the most in at least the past 20 years of the program. IUBase.com met with Coach Mercer after the game.
Coach, can you just talk a little bit about your hitters, specifically in handling the fastball today?
Yeah, we were not very good offensively, clearly. Their guys were also very good. They also were throwing really good stuff. Their fastball qualities and properties were good. It was a little bit frustrating. We've been good offensively, but you're seeing a little bit different level of pitching today. I didn't think we executed to the pitch type that they were throwing well early on. You know, you have a single up the middle. We get a first pitch sinker. We come off of it as a lefty and double play ball. You know, you go into it, the average fastball is 93.5 with 20 inches of ride or 20 inches of run horizontal and 6 inches of vertical. The ball is going to be a sinker across the whole plate. And so to go into it not able to stay on the ball early really hurt us. They're going to be able to go sinkers in and sliders away. They're going to expose the weakness that you show. And so you have to really fight to the zone that you have to stay on to be able to have success with it. And then we just didn't do a good enough job of doing that in between timing a little bit. And you're on top, consistently on top of the sinker. And then they go to the guy was obviously the second guy was throwing really hard and really good fastball. And then we're on the bottom of fastballs and on top of breaking balls. And so you're just not going to be able to end at bats when you have to end at bats. And so then you're consequently always in 2-strike counts and fighting your way out of it. And so it really is it's a visual adjustment to the pitch type. And they were good stuff. They executed really well. They got to their spots. And that's going to be a hard thing to manage in general. But you can't do it when you're in between timing. You're on top of breaking balls. You're on the bottom of four seams. You're on top of sinkers. You're just not going to be able to find a hole defensively. You can't hit the ball hard enough consistently enough to execute to get to a big inning. You know, we had the opportunity there in the middle innings. Then we scored a couple of runs. You get the first 3 guys aboard, and then 7, 8, 9 goes 3 consecutive outs, and not able to extend it and turn it back over to the top of the lineup. And that was probably your shot to score 3 or 4 and try to get back into it and make it a ball game there. And we didn't do it offensively, and then we weren't able to really push through late and really make it a game. So from an offensive standpoint, not great execution. At the same time, tip your cap that there was some really good stuff that was thrown today. But you're going to have to be able to execute against those type pitches if you want to win.
Yeah, Tony wasn't very sharp for the second time in a row. Has anything changed from before those last 2 outings to now, you think?
Well, I mean, maybe the fastball is down a tick or two. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, they had a really good game plan against him in their running game. You know, they had his move pretty well figured out early on, so that adds an element, adds a lot of pressure when they're moving in your face. And then they probably had his pitches. They probably had him there in the second. They're a good offense, but no one's that good, I would imagine. They probably had something. We made an adjustment, and then he was better on after that. And so probably going into the glove, had a few pitches there, and they were able to really to hurt him with those guys on base. And he had the 2 walks, and he had the hit by pitch in there, but those were really long battle at-bats where typically you get a miss or you get weak contact. They're taking really good pressure pitches and fouling pitches off that typically you see get missed or weak contact from him. And so once we were able to make an adjustment with him, then he had a lot more success. So, you know, kudos to them for figuring that out. We'll go back and make sure that that's not something that happens again. But I would imagine maybe the fastball being down a tick or two as he's gotten later into the season, and then probably a little bit of a maybe picking some pitches going into the glove and getting some verbals, which helps too, and extend the innings. And there were a couple of plays I thought at first base that we should have made, and then they opened those innings up. You don't get redos when an offense is cooking, especially if they have some pitches and they're going to get them, and they made us pay for it.
What do you want to see? What do you want to see, or what do you think you can see the team perform differently starting tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I think a couple things. I think we have to be able to make adjustments offensively better. We've been a good defensive team at first base for the last couple of years. I think those are plays that you can clean up. You just can't give them extended opportunities. And then from an offensive standpoint, we're going to have to end at bats earlier in the at bat, kind of getting readjusted and reacquainted there with some better stuff. We're going to have to end the at bats earlier, be back on fastball timing. You can't foul balls back that you got to end the at bat with. So let's take care of the ball a little bit better. The ability for us on the mound to put guys away, you had a lot of two strike discontinuation of the at bats, put guys away, and then offensively make an adjustment to the pitch type in real time as it's happening so we can extend those innings out. It would be nice if we could put some guys in motion a little bit. I'd like to be able to do that, but it's a little hard when you're chasing them, when you're chasing runs, to put guys in motion. And done a better job of putting guys in motion, stealing some bases, being a little bit more active. Maybe just weren't able to do that. So hopefully we can get off to a better start, both on the mound and offensively, and then extend those that lead a little bit and get them a more motion from an offensive standpoint. Instead of double plays and lengthen it out. The if there is a positive, your bullpen's in a fine spot, and so you can line it up and go compete it out the next 2 days with, obviously, with Seabold and Yarberry and Rivera and Lynn and those guys. So you feel like you're in a fine spot in the bullpen and get ready to go play 18 innings.
Indiana and Iowa continue the series Saturday at 2 p.m. as the Hoosiers will attempt to even it. See you at the BART.